Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Well, all those features are free, so enjoy. Over at freetalklive.com, here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Ademo,
and Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, plenty of stuff to talk about tonight, including illegal cheering. Ademo, I don't know if you've got that story pulled up, but if you do, I think it sounded pretty interesting.
Yeah, this one comes out of South Carolina. It's on the rawstory.com. Mm. And it seems a mother, you know, it's that time of year again where folks are graduating the child's prisons. And
the day prison.
Yeah, the day prison, also known as public education. And so in South Carolina, the police, and I actually went to one of these graduations recently, and I was kind of a surprise on how much cheering was going on, but that's at the point where I ever thought about calling the cops or hauling everybody off, but
right.
Well, not in South Carolina. It seems a woman was arrested for cheering too loudly, even though she says in the video others had cheered before her daughter, Aisha, had received her diploma, and yet she was the only one targeted, and so she spent about 45 minutes in a paddy wagon-type vehicle outside, to where her daughter and other, you know, people came and tried
to make a spectacle of it.
Yeah, you know, it was a big ordeal, and it ruined the day. Family was in from out of town. And then she spent about 2.5 hours at the police station until she gave up $247 to be bailed out. And then the local news picked it up. Just silly. I mean, absolutely insane that the police would come to a graduation prior to it starting, say, "Now, folks, nobody is going to cheer," you know, and this woman has even said in the interview that "I was really excited." Like her daughter must have had like any expecting teen troubles through school. And so she said it was a lot of effort for us both. And I was, you know, excited, happy, proud.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to say, "Hey, that's my daughter," blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and that's a big day for a parent, you know, and some kids, I guess, are into it. I know I wasn't when I skipped high school graduation.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go because the family wanted the pictures and stuff, but yeah, I could have cared less.
I ended up going to college for that reason because my mom was, you know, she wanted me to go to some kind of graduation, so I went to college graduation, but I could have, I just did not care.
You know,
how many people graduating actually are like, "Yeah, really into it"? How many people are really excited to walk across the stage and like get that piece of paper and shake the principal's hand?
If they are really excited, it's probably not about the actual ceremony. It's about the afterwards ceremony, the post-party graduations, you know, like
I suppose if you're talking about a solemn event where no one else is cheering, and I guess we have to take this lady's word for it that everybody else was cheering too. I would imagine that she probably wasn't the only one, but who knows? I suppose I can see asking her to leave the building if she can't settle down after being shushed, but you know, to take her to arrest her and, you know, that whole thing, I don't really, that doesn't make much sense to me.
You're certainly welcome to comment here at 855-450-FREE.
No, I'm just saying it is just silly that, like, again, this whole family and the police, like, why were there four cops here? Why do they feel the need to have this speech beforehand? I didn't say anything in this story that there had been a previous incidents where, like, hey, cheering has led to, like, fighting and violence, and, you know, now we just can't have it. But they don't even have the one apple spoiled the bunch story in this, you know?
There's so many just ludicrous examples of these government rules and just arbitrary controls placed on people. I mean, it almost reminds me of the time that me and some other activists were told to not be courteous when we were standing out in front of the local courthouse doing fully informed jury outreach. And what we were doing was opening the door. I was opening the front door for everybody that was walking up there. And the sheriffs literally came out, and there's video of this. If you go and look at freekeen.com, search for "Don't Be Courteous," it will come up. And they literally told us to not be courteous. I mean, after having this discussion about how they didn't want us opening, you know, the door.
You said something like, "Well, isn't it courteous to open the door?" And they said, "Don't be courteous."
Yeah, something like that. It was absolutely absurd.
Yeah, well, that's the...
And they were serious.
Yeah, first they go with absurdity, then they act irrationally in order to provide an example to the rest of the group, and, you know, that seems to be the two examples here. You know, with you, they're just being absurd and ridiculous, and then they go to these, you know, arbitrary enforcements that are just meant to, you know, you know, squash anybody else from trying to do such thing. You know,
I guess I'm lucky I didn't get arrested, because after they told me to stop being courteous, I went and opened the door for them when they walked back in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, according to this, it says other people did cheer afterwards and nobody was affected. So I don't know. Maybe she yelled louder than everybody else, but. You know, $225 bond. It's probably, you know, my
And the charge was disorderly conduct.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes. Yep. Cooper was charged with disorderly conduct. She was booked to the detention center. Was released she was released several hours later, posting the $225 bond. So this will my guess is that this will most likely get dropped, since there's like the local news station WPDE.
Probably, if there's enough attention, then the government does tend to back down from some of its threats.
Right, but this is where they're headed. Like, you know, the cops had nothing better to do this day. And,
yeah. How many times has this happened in history? I mean, this seems pretty.
What's really
outrageous.
Kind of disappointing though is how many. You know, I'm assuming at least 50 to 100 people at the smallest guess would be in this gymnasium or graduation. No one says anything like. Don't arrest her. That's okay. Go home. You know, I mean, that would be...
People don't... you know, I was commenting on this aspect of being in an institutional environment the other day. We were at jail visiting Derek J., who's in there for another 3 weeks, basically. And you can go to, by the way, victimlesscrimespree.com and see the trailer for his new movie that'll be coming out. I showed him his own trailer in jail, and he loved it.
Oh, nice.
He was just laughing the whole time.
You showed him through the camera video?
Yeah, through the little video conference thing. But as I was sitting out in the waiting room, you know, everything's really quiet. Even though there's a bunch of people there that are there to see their friends and family, and there's probably seven of us there to see Derek, so there was a fair amount of people in that room, and everything is so quiet.
Yeah, I've always wondered that. Like, I've been in the line at, like, Walmart or at, like, the coffee shop, and you'll strike up a conversation with the person in front or behind you, but yet when you're in the jails or you're at the DMV, everyone's just, like, sitting there, and they're mad that they're there, like... They don't want to say anything or do anything wrong.
Well, yeah, nobody. It's a solemn sort of event to be there, and
it is a jail, and I get that, you know, people have their own issues going on in their lives, and it's not probably not the happiest of occasions. But it is interesting how people tend to. I mean, it's the same way in a courtroom too. That, you know, everybody's always very quiet. Even though you don't have to be, before that judge comes into that courtroom, you can usually just chat it up with people, and it's no problem.
A courtroom, you're more, I mean, you could be thrown in jail for talking in a courtroom when the judge is in there, so I can see why people tend to be quiet in that in that place. Plus, there's people doing business and that kind of thing. Mm. Whereas when you're talking about the waiting area of a jail, well, you know,
don't call it business.
Yeah.
It's funny business.
Lawyers are talking to their clients in hopes of setting them free. I would call that business.
That's not normally what I consider going on in court lobbies, though.
What is even more awkward in those settings is where you start to have, like, sometimes you take that time to talk loudly about my experience, you know, if I was at the DMV, like, what, you want this notarized? That's just silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just say it in a little louder voice. But
true, because everyone will hear you.
Yeah, and then it's in the court lobby. But what I found, too, and this is just astonishing to me, is that, you know, this happened at one time we were in our March trial for the speeding ticket up in Newport. I had my hat on, and they're like, we're going to stop the courtroom if you don't take your hat off. And I was like, I don't know why you're going to ask me to remove clothing. And then, like, the bailiffs all go in the back room and have a conference, and the woman next to me is like, oh, I have things to do today. Could you just take off your hat? You know, and I'm like, I have things to do, too, and could you just ask them to stop assaulting me? And if you would have said something, you know, like, group strength in numbers, if everyone would have said something, instead they're all thinking about telling me to
slave violence.
Exactly.
That's how this system continues to be perpetuated so effectively.
I guess the expectation is that somebody who doesn't work for the government should be reasonable. Right? I mean, the same sort of thing happened to me one time when I got a ticket for parking in the parking lot of the library, and I was at the library, and I asked the librarian to verify that I was there, and the lady's like, I want nothing to do with it. She wouldn't give me her name or anything. The person behind me's like, I've got to check out this book. I'm like, lady, I'm trying to find out what the name of this librarian is here. I got a $30-something ticket.
Right.
And
just pay it, buddy.
Right. You know, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care. Government efficiency, I mean... I'm going through my ordeal with a letter. You know, the government sends me the wrong letter, and now because of that, some clerk makes an error.
Well, they sent the right letter to the wrong address, right?
They sent the right letter to the wrong address, correct.
An address that you'd never given them.
It doesn't even exist on Google Maps.
Yeah, and they're just basically trying to railroad you now.
Yeah, because of this, I will go to jail most likely for 2 months.
Let's talk about that here in a moment since you brought it up. And then I've got another school-related story, and actually an update on a piece we talked about previously. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number. Here is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. 855-453 allows you to take control here, bring up anything. That's the point of this program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Now, Ademo, you are one of the bloggers over at copblock.org, and usually when it comes to cop blocking, you don't cop block for very long without having, let's say, close encounters with the police. And then generally taking an interest in who you are and trying to dissuade you from future cop blocking endeavors.
This is just an accountability project.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, basically the whole idea behind cop block is my personal endeavors or activities there might, this chalking incident is going on a year, so is it... The accountability is there, too, but it's also like a personal matter now about time, what's right, allocations. I've gone through... Well, the year anniversary was yesterday, I believe. So
for the chalking eight arrest.
For the chalking eight, so it's been exactly a year. So now to get this far and have some clerical error be the result of why I go to jail, it's almost personal to that effect, And like I don't know about conspiracy that like it was done intentionally to jail me to stop me from doing cop blocking anymore. Mm. If that is the case, it's just pretty pathetic. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and assign it to clerical error that there is the lack of efficiency within the government. So
and accountability.
And accountability, absolutely. But, at this level, I think...
When I make a mistake in my business, say when it comes to a customer with playing their ad or something like that, we have what we call a make good in radio, where we not only do what we said we were going to... We play an ad, but we give them something extra, usually an additional ad.
Yeah, because we screw up.
Now, what does the government do when they screw up?
They put
you in
a jail.
Exactly, and that's what I said about this. The biggest thing that bothers me about this isn't that the letter was mailed to the wrong address or anything like that. It's that once the error was realized, the system functioned the way it does every other day of the week, meaning I realize the error, they don't. So first of all, they don't even recognize their own fault. I bet you if you guys misrepresented or stated something on the air for a client, you probably would have realized it maybe for them. If not, it doesn't happen.
If we make a mistake, we try to catch it too.
Exactly. So when I do point it out, I then follow the proper channels and file a motion. What bothers me now is instead of the state receiving my motion saying, oh, yeah, let me go look at the case file. Yep, wrong. The envelope is addressed to the wrong address, but mm-hmm. the letter inside of that envelope had the correct address, which is really weird.
Bizarre.
Right. So, they didn't look, they didn't double check, they didn't whatever. But instead of the state seeing my motion for a reschedule of my trial and just saying, yeah, I agree, this is obviously a clerical error that this person could not have made.
As anyone could have seen.
And,
yes, clear.
And we shouldn't hold against them. Instead, they do what they always do. File a motion to object. And what are their reasons? Nothing of substantial effort. If anyone goes to copblock.org and looks at the featured slider post there on the top, an update on a Damo's chalking trial, they'll see in the video that I made where I highlighted...
Point by point.
Point by point. She had 5 or 6 points that had nothing to do with anything. They were past court dates from January, February, and March. And then she said, but on April 18th, her whole argument was that in the past they had told me an unofficial schedule of my hearings. You'll have a hearing now for motions, a hearing for a final conference, then you'll have your thing. But what she then says on point 8 is that on April 18th when he was here, we couldn't tell him a date. We were backed up. So her previous 1 through 5 are just BS. It's just like... regular clockwork for her. Like, if she copied and pasted from previous motions and didn't... And then the judge, you'd think it would stop, and the judge would then look and say, hey, I see in the case file I got a side with a demo on this, and she'd give him a trial. No, I don't even think the judge read her report either, because he said paragraphs 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, and 11 are the reasons, and half of them are pointless. So it's just, again, the system... working against you, and they are used to doing the same things over and over, and it was just like business as usual. Paper comes, I stamp it denied. Motion comes, I file objection. That's just what I do. I don't think the state's ever filed I agree to this motion.
Right, in a sense, yeah.
Yeah, that's good with me. No, it's natural for them to object. I must object. I always object. That's what my job is to do.
It's an adversarial system. So, as if... a system that's adversarial, and that's what they'll call it, an adversarial system. As if a system that's adversarial, that is staffed by lawyers, judged by lawyers, and in fact, all the rules are written by lawyers, and then somebody who's a non-lawyer can come in as if they're going to have a chance to win.
So this is a case where you'd actually already been found guilty in district court at a bench trial.
Yes.
You then decided to appeal so you could have a jury trial on this. And that's essentially what has been in the works here, is that you were supposed to have this jury trial, but there was a date that you missed because they never sent you the paperwork, because they sent it to that wrong address, which you never gave them. And, but they're saying that you somehow gave them this address, even though there's no evidence of you giving them this address.
They say I gave them the address. They have no proof of it. And what's really like the nail in the coffin for me is that there's this February 28th packet I didn't get, but I called because they had previously told me of my next court date, so I knew I had to keep my ear out for stuff. But other than that, every other piece of mail has come except for the jury selection notice, but the one that said I missed it came to the right address. No problems whatsoever.
Also, the notice itself had the right address on it. It was the envelope in which the notice was in.
Exactly.
Right. So was it mailed to you? I mean, was your name on it?
My name was on it. It bore my name.
They didn't stuff the wrong envelope.
And the street doesn't exist in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep, I did a Google search for this. The street, the address,
I wonder if it's a Manchester street and they just got something screwed up with somebody they were also sending something to in Manchester. But, you know, or they did it on purpose to try to dissuade you from coming to trial.
And another point that I brought up in the video that folks can see at copblock.org is that I have another case in there where I'm in the same courtroom. I'm facing three counts of felony wiretapping, and they have no problem sending me mail whatsoever. So why didn't anyone think that if my mail was continually being returned to go check why this prosecutor has no problem getting a hold of me?
Can you file for a hearing on this particular motion that got denied by the judge?
So I've talked to fellow Free Keene blogger Brad Jardis, and there is a way I could file an appeal on a motion, but I thought that I was going to get to have a hearing in district court, but I just found out today that that judge has ruled too, which is another funny thing. So I call them and say, I've been waiting for this hearing. Can you tell me when it's going to be? And they're like, oh, he ruled on it on Monday. And I said, well, what did he say? We can't read you that over the phone. I'm like, it's public record, and any stranger with two legs or that can get into the building can read my file.
Well, that's just that they don't want to do the work.
We don't want to read it over the we don't read it over the phone. Wow. We don't know who you are. But I said, well, can you tell me what address they send it to? And they said 75 or whatever. And I was like, okay, that is the right address, and you just gave me the address information. Like, you won't tell me what the ruling says, but you'll hand out someone's personal address information.
It's hilarious.
So
hilarious.
So basically a decision has been made in this case that it was remanded from Superior Court back to District Court. Usually when that happens, the District Court then imposes the sentence that was originally...
For all I know, the judge says, hey, it's either his ruling is come on in and we'll talk about it, report to jail, or send it back to Superior Court. I guess I'll just wait and find out.
And presumably they're going to put that in the mail and send it to you.
and I'll get it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line is 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Ademo.
And Mark.
Oh, and speaking of those features, there are, of course, listening options. We have the broadband version, the midband and narrowband versions of our live streams, which give you the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. You can tune in whenever you darn well please. Plus, over 100 great radio stations airing the show at various times throughout the week. And XM Satellite Radio, where we are now on again for all 21 hours per week. So welcome back to our America's Talk listeners during the week, who are now receiving all 3 hours per night instead of just two. So that's always nice. And there's our webcam and the listen lines and more. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. We go to Tom listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about the Louisiana Republican State Convention.
Is this the one where people were actually arrested for supporting Ron Paul?
Well, they voted out the convention chairman and voted in this other guy, but the party chairman would not recognize that vote. And went on to do to talk to the ousted Rules Committee people instead of the newly elected Rules Committee people. So the majority convention simply turned the chairs around and started holding their convention. And see, this raises the question, because they had their convention and the chairman of the Ron Paul convention got arrested, and they had some other guy that got arrested, and people got beat up by the cops and stuff like that.
Wow.
In Shreveport, Louisiana. And
that is amazing.
The convention, see, you had two different conventions electing two different sets of delegates to the Republican National Convention. this has happened in the war between the states at the government level, where the Virginia legislature, there was a motion that passed to secede from the Union, and then the reorganized government of Virginia,
West Virginia,
they had set up their legislature, and they consented to the admission of the state of West Virginia to the Union, which requires the consent of the Virginia legislature. Well, here's two different Virginia legislatures. Which one do you think Lincoln is going to listen to, the rebellion one or the one that's pro-Union? This actually happened during the Civil War. You have a Civil War going on in the Republican Party. And the fun part about it, by the way, is if you live in New Hampshire, tomorrow's the first day of the filing period if you want to run for delegate to the New Hampshire Republican State Convention.
And that means, Mark, you were telling me about this delegate thing. Now, apparently, it's some sort of, like, the Republicans, who are supposed to be for small government, apparently have the taxpayers pay to run their own state party elections. So they, you know, they're a bunch of nonsense. They, but anyway, you have to go to vote at the regular election for this Republican delegate thing.
Right.
The Democrats don't do this.
As I understand, they do not.
So apparently this allows you to go and, like, decide on party policy and stuff.
That's
like
correct.
That.
And
like
they also get to vote. They also get to vote on who's going to be in the New Hampshire Republican State Committee a month later in their respective counties.
I see.
So while Nashua, Manchester, Concord, and Derry have their own locals, but other than that, you go to your county committee meeting a month later, and they elect members of the New Hampshire Republican State Committee. So it will help if a whole lot of Ron Paul supporters go down there first thing tomorrow morning and run for delegate to the New Hampshire Republican State Committee, State Convention, so that they can give the convention. Give the Republican Party the guidance that it needs to.
As I understand it, this is one of those elections where they usually don't even have enough people to fill the seats. Is that the case?
Well, the last time I ran, the first time there was five people running and there were only seven seats. This time I think they managed to get enough volunteers after the filing period was over. Then the Republican Party big shots can fill the vacancies, and that's what they did. But, yeah, I ran unopposed the last couple of times.
So it's basically a done deal. I mean, it may not be the most glamorous of elected positions, but apparently it
it's
does
a really
have
powerful
peace.
One. Inside of the state politics, it's incredibly powerful. And if the Ron Paul people stick with it, the Republican Party could really see some internal change.
Sean, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. Well, we already know that at least here in New Hampshire, there are a number of liberty-minded folks who, for whatever reason, maybe they came from the Republican Party. They've been involved in the Republican Party. Personally, I did come from that perspective, and I just don't think I could join the Republican Party.
Getting as far as into, like, campaigning or door-to-door stuff, I kind of just, like, shot on the bus.
Well, I was never actually involved in the Republican Party, but my parents were Republicans. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's what I mean when I say that. I was never involved politically with the Republicans. You were trying to convince me to do this committee thing, Mark, and I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. I think I'm going to run for office as a Democrat instead.
That'll be effective. They love you there.
Hey, the activist of the year of 2009 actually endorsed me. He said that he supported it.
Great.
Which I was surprised, because normally he tries to talk me out of doing things like that are political.
Well, he doesn't want you in the Republican Party, that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I control you over there.
So, but, you know, we've also got liberty-minded people who are involved with the Democrats as well. And so that's one of the things that I think has been a political strategy to some extent that has been working here, rather than trying to work within the third party system and try to, you know, make it so libertarians can even get on the ballot. People have been just getting active in the regular parties and have been influencing them from the inside. And that's essentially what Tom is talking about here, is these are wide open seats that people who want to be politically active can just literally throw their hat in the ring and they're going to win. I mean, most likely, 90% chance nobody's going to run against you in this particular election. That's just how bad, how low the participation is in the political system.
Yeah, I don't know if in the next couple of years I'd want to be in political office. You know, things are going to get pretty
bad.
This
isn't political office that we're talking about, particularly right here. I mean, this is,
it's a party office, right?
It's a party position, and I don't think anybody can, nobody votes for it. They don't even know what it's about. If you went and asked everybody who came out with a ballot and said, well, who'd you vote for? I don't know. whoever was there. Right. And most, because, I mean, there'll be one position. There'll be one position. They may or may not check the box. You need 35 people out of the however many are going to vote in your town to vote for you. And you're like, okay, so what does this position do? I mean, with the auditor, the county auditor or the town auditor, somebody has some idea what that person does. Nobody has any idea what a state, you know, the Republican state delegate does. They don't know.
So this is a good example of how, even though we've already got a bunch of activists that have moved here as part of the Free State Project, they're not all, you know, not everybody's interested in these political things. I mean, some people want to help with the politics, but they don't necessarily want to run for office. So if this, you know, if this is your thing, if this running for office is your bag, there's plenty of opportunity here. I mean, look, the already existing politicos in the Republican Party are not running for these offices. I mean, there's that low a level of political participation. I think that...
Well, that's just, it just goes to show how few politicos there are. Most of
in
they,
general,
they
yeah.
are running. But, I mean, when I went there the last time, and I think I went, I think it was 2008, I think this is every 2 years or something, you know, it looked like a Free State Project convention.
This is to the Republican Party convention.
The state convention. Now, I didn't stay for the whole thing, but I went around and I checked out their booths, and I watched some of the voting thing, and I heard... Mitt Romney speak, and you know, the whole deal. You know, I got to talk to some people I knew. It was fine for Concord for you know, a day, and then I went home. But you know, there were several dozen people that I would have considered to be Free Staters or Free Stater friendly there among the.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So presumably it could be better now since more people are here than they were 2 years ago.
I'd say that the Republican Party is nearly co-opted in this in this state.
It certainly seems like it's moving in the right direction. And of course, the more people that we can get here, the better we're going to be, whether it's people that are getting active in civil disobedience or people that are doing media or people that are running for political office. There is so much to do, so much opportunity, and so much that you can get involved with. You can go to freestateproject.org if you'd like to learn more about the Free State Project. Coming up in less than 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival broadcasting live. Looking forward to that. The three of us, we're all going to be...
Man, does that go fast, right? It's right around the corner.
It really is going to be here, so make sure you get your tickets now at porkfest.com. P-O-R-C, as in porcupine, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And we'll return with more Free Talk Live in moments. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk a little more about what happened down in Louisiana as well. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Lots of stuff. We give it all away. If you like the show and you appreciate Free Talk Live and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And buy whatever it is you need. There are links there to Amazon. There's a different Amazon, so there's Amazon for the UK, Canada, and the US. You just click into the right Amazon link for you, and then just get your shopping done as you normally would. So it's just one extra step before you go to your normal Amazon shopping experience. And taking that one extra step makes a big difference for us because we get a portion of the sale. It's going to be the same price. It's going to be the same experience at Amazon you're used to. It's just that when you go through shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon doesn't keep 100% of their profits. They turn some of it over to Free Talk Live to thank us for sending them the business. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Our number here is, again, 855-450-FREE. I want to invite you also to planeboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, planeboards.com. For instance, you might run a website or blog and are interested in adding forum functionality to your site, but not interested in compromising your users' privacy. Well, Planeboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anybody who wants one. You don't have to be a webmaster. You can just go and create one and invite your buddies to it. So go type in the name of the board you want, and it's created for you. Literally, it's that fast. Planeboards.com, no installation necessary. You don't have to log in. You don't have to tell anybody who you are. Planeboards.com. We go to Crichton, listening in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ademo and Mark. Hey, Crichton.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, some months ago, I called in and talked to you guys about the forthcoming, now passed, delegate strategy in the Republican Party with the Ron Paul campaign. And after that call, you guys asked me to call back and tell you how it went out. And considering the start of this show, I figured, hey, now's as good a time as any to bring that up. I've had amazing success, and that actually is somewhat surprising even to me. I am now on the executive board of my own county for the Republican Party.
Wow, that's great.
It is like 0.1% of the Republican Party. Yeah. Either, I don't want to say they are truly powerful. They fight a lot, but they are the ones that actually decide what happens. And this Saturday is the state convention for the state of Kentucky. Mm. I am a delegate to it, and I am still trying for a delegate seat to the national level.
And that's because this whole thing isn't over yet. I mean, despite the media's portrayal of, well, looks like Romney's got it wrapped up, apparently that's not the case at all. Apparently, from what I've heard, and I heard Angel Clark interviewing somebody who is, you know, within the structure and knows these things, the rumors that we had talked about before about how apparently there's no, like, you don't have to, if you're a delegate, vote
for
Romney.
There's no bound delegate.
Right. The bound delegate thing is a myth, and it's nonsense. And so everybody who's a delegate going to the Tampa convention, every single one of them could choose on the first vote to vote for Ron Paul, and they wouldn't be breaking any rules or anything like that. So there could be a total unexpected success.
Even if it were the rules, I would strongly suggest people vote with their conscience.
Absolutely.
Anyways, and that, well, you would violate that bad law rule.
When I hear this, people talking about Ron Paul winning, I'm willing to take any bets from anybody who believes that Ron Paul's going to win. I'd love some numbers too, if I can get if they're willing to give me odds. I'd even love that. I don't think Ron Paul's going to win at the Republican National Convention, get the nomination. However, I think that Ron Paul won in 2008. I think he managed to create this revolution, this Ron Paul revolution that, the Campaign for Liberty has done far better than I thought it did. I'm really impressed with this strategy. And the very fact that so many Ron Paul Republicans are now in these state offices, they've been the delegates, they know the level of control they have. Everybody, all these Romney fans are going to go to sleep next year. And these Ron Paul people are going to be like, no, we're going to push. And I think that that's where the true victory is.
I don't know. Well, until something actually changes.
That's where the true victory was.
What was the catch you said, Crichton? You said there was a catch somewhere?
There's a catch to the Rule 38 that you're referring to. Rule 38 of the national rules basically state that a state delegation can't bound their delegation to Tampa. And that's been true for a very long time. Now, there's cases of it actually happening at least back to Woodrow Wilson. But the reality is that there is a catch. Even though the national will not prevent you from voting your conscience, mm-hmm. and there's no criminal result, there can't be a criminal result because it's a private organization, the state that you come from can effectively excommunicate you as an official.
Oh, I see.
Upon your return.
How would they know? How would they know? Is it not an anonymous ballot?
It is not an anonymous ballot.
Uh-huh.
They will know.
Well, who gives a damn? I mean, go in and vote for Ron Paul. I mean, who really wants to be involved in the state Republican Party anyway, wherever they are? Because, you know, you're not going to make a difference wherever you are. You have to move to New Hampshire to really have an effect.
Or if the Ron Paul people are deep enough in your state party, maybe it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But if what's going on in Louisiana is any indicator, they're not getting that deep. I mean, look at what happened.
There's a lot of
people arrested.
A lot of states, Massachusetts included, where the delegates were co-opted by the Ron Paul people. That can only be done by a majority.
It's also not true that the nomination for the Republican Party is the goal. That's always been a secondary goal.
So what's the primary goal?
Primary goal is exactly what you're seeing, taking over the Republican Party from the inside.
Yeah, seems like a pipe dream to me. But
I think that's the more doable thing. That's the thing that's getting done here. Ron Paul people are motivated.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Agreed.
It's happened
here in New Hampshire.
We've got a pretty good concentration
indeed,
of activists.
Indeed, but then now people are activated around the country.
I think before they would realize that they can, quote-unquote, take it over, that it would just be worthwhile to abandon ship, that it's sinking and it's almost at the rock bottom, and you might as well jump from it and do what's right for the individual.
Yeah, why would you want to be in charge of the Republican Party?
Plenty of people jumped from the Republican and Democrat parties because they were sinking ships, and you see what we've got. I mean, you know, the whole Plato quote out there, is that what it was, Plato, that the problem with withdrawing from politics is that you're ruled by your inferiors. You know, I'm sorry, but the people in politics still make the rules.
Leaving was attempted, and it failed. This is the second strategy.
Well, let us know how it goes, Crichton. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to share?
No, have a good day.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for your work, Crichton.
855-450-FREE. You know what I think is most interesting about this, what's going on here with this Republican strategy thing where, you know, they're going to these conventions, and, of course, the old guard is not so, too much of a fan of what's going on. I mean, they're trying to pull out all the stops to prevent you, Republican people that are trying to take over, from doing having any kind of an effect. And that's essentially what went down in Louisiana, where people were arrested simply for being Ron Paul delegates, apparently. According to PolicyMike.com, I'm handicapped. I need a doctor. Sir, this is the chairman. The Louisiana State Republican Convention descended into chaos Saturday morning with several delegates being arrested and the convention chairman being thrown to the ground by the police. Sources report that state party officials panicked when it became clear that Ron Paul delegates commanded a decisive majority of the delegates on the floor, approximately at least 111 of 180, which is 62%. The convention began peacefully with a prayer and invocation. The chairman of the Louisiana Republican Party, Roger Veer, or Villair, then attempted to recognize the former chair of the Rules Committee who had been ousted from his position the night prior. When Alex Helwig, the newly elected Rules Committee chair, rose to address the delegation, Mr. Villair ordered him removed from the floor. Video footage shows Shreveport police dragging Mr. Helwig out of the room despite his protests and the fact that he was a duly elected delegate. At this point, a motion was made to elect a new convention chairman, Henry Herford Jr., who was elected by an overwhelming majority. Nevertheless, Mr. Belair, who had appointed himself the chairman, refused to relinquish control of the gathering. As the delegates began turning their chairs around, Mr. Herford, the newly elected chairman, rose to call the convention to order. Sources report that in an act of desperation, Mr. Belair and party officials then ordered the police to attack Mr. Herford. Video footage shows an older gentleman in a blue shirt being violently dragged away by police.
So why were the police following what these people said? I mean, weren't they
watching? They're protecting the system. They're protecting the status quo. The status quo. That's the only system
there is. The status quo is that you're supposed to be able to vote for a new chairman.
Guess what? They don't care.
I don't even know why the police are here in the first place. It's private property, private convention.
The cops, the Republican guys probably asked them to be there because they knew the Ron Paul dudes were going to show up. 855-453. More about what happened. And some points about it on the way. Hour 2's next.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.